is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our series on Mega Grace. Our message is prophetic transformation. Prophetic transformation. We've been talking from a prophetic vein. Prophetic. Prophetic. In other words, talking about things sometimes that have not manifested or materialized. You know, you have need of lump sums of money, but prophesy about it. Speak about it prophetically. Speak as though it were in your possession. That's somewhat what it means to be prophetic, that you don't just talk about facts in the natural realm. That they'll bind you up and hold you back and oppress you and ultimately defeat you. Now, when you're prophetic, you draw from another realm. In our early service, we did a little demonstration in Let me use you again. We talked about how a portal is an egress. It's a pathway to something, another location where you can transport product, get a product there, and you bring it here. And you traffic there. It's a portal. That's what it means. It's an egress. As a matter of fact, just for you that may be taking notes, let me write this. You can stay there. What a portal is, okay? It's an egress for transversing back and forth and for transporting products sent between two locations. An egress for transversing back and forth and for transporting products sent between two locations or two worlds. Now, the Word of God says that we have spiritually been raised up and we are seated together. If Elder was sitting, we are raised up and Christ is on the right hand of the Father and we are seated there with Christ in the spirit realm. Come on, tell somebody, that's where I live. Now, there's a portal. Everything here in heaven is in order. It's nothing, no confusion, no questions, no nothing. Everything is exactly as God would have it. That's heaven. Here we are on the earth where that other system has really, you know, kind of stunk things up in the world. Amen. Everything's messed up and confused and people don't know what they are or where they're going, who they are. You know, the world, the system is messed up. The devil is the author of confusion because he's confused. Even his strategies are all messed up. He's against God. Now, who can fight against God? I mean, anybody in their right mind? No. It says that he would bruise Jesus' heel and he would bruise his head. He had a death blow to the head. He's crazy. He uses diabolical strategies. But you know what? No weapon formed against you. That's what the Lord said. No matter what he tries, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue he tries to use against you, he said, will be condemned. But there we are in the spirit. We're seated with the Father. We're seated with Jesus in the high place. But we're here in the natural realm. And so we have work to do here. Portal. And what we do, we transverse. And we get instruction, we get communication from God. See, that's what prophetic means. That you're not settling for what was told you on the news or what was in that last letter. You're going to receive the mind of God. Well, what does God have to say about this? What does the Lord have to say about this situation? See, so in prayer, in worship, in praise, we rise up to that place in the spirit. See, when you're at the highest point where you are feeling and sensing the anointing, that's who you really are. See, this stuff down here is all mixed up. That's not, see, we just got to go down there and establish this down there. But we have access to God. We have access. We can come to the throne with boldness because we've been seated in the Spirit. So I come here and I talk to the Father, and the Father communicates to me. All right? He'll even show you things that hadn't come yet. You know, not stuff that from the past or in the present. He'll show you, oh yeah, by the way, next year by this time, everything's going to have changed for you. As a matter of fact, your address, everything is going to have changed. You're going to be rooted and grounded. You're going to be establishing some stuff. You're going to have a better job. You're going to have better pay, all this stuff. By this time next year, you heard that in prayer. Now you bring that down into the natural realm. And when they tell you, you know, they about to lay off on the job, they just, well, God already told me I got a better job coming, some better things coming my way, because I've been up into the through the portal, and I've been talking to the Father, and I have His mind. I'm not in my own mind or this natural mind. And see, this is where we are to live. That's why communication. That's why talking to the Father. That's why the Word of God. You may say that, Elder. That's why talking to God. That's why entering. We have boldness to enter and cry, Abba, Father. He's not angry with you. He's not against you. He's for you. Like a father is for a child. And so we have that portal to the supernatural. See, the supernatural is that which operates and controls our natural world from the spiritual world, which is above our world. See, the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. That's why when you go and you get in conference with God, with the Lord, you can come down with some amazing thought. Amazing strategy. You know what? A strategy of the Lord is what cannot fail. When you inquire of God and God tells you, it can't fail. Amen. Now, it might shake up everything in this natural realm. It might shake stuff up, but it can't fail. It won't fail. It's got to come to pass. It has to come to pass. So we need to inquire. Now, the amazing thing today is that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Now, let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. All right? That word is metamorphosis. I mentioned earlier, and I want you to tell your neighbor, dramatic change is coming. I'm not talking about you standing there watching the grass grow up around your feet and you see it inch up around. No, dramatic change. Somebody blessing gonna overtake them like a herd of wild horses. It's just gonna overtake you. Some things are gonna change so quickly, it's gonna make your head spin. Earlier today, I saw people blessing coming so fast to them that they were astounded. They were baffled. And all they could do was weep. And it wasn't tears of sadness or sorrow. They just had no words for it. Every time they thought about it, they would start to weep. Every time they thought about what God did and how good God is. And, you know, it's just beyond their words. The only way they could express it was with tears and with weeping. Tell somebody God is good. Tell them it gets better. You might as well get ready for it. It's going to get better. It's not going to get worse. The world's going to get worse because they don't know God. They have no dealings with God. But we that are His, we that are His children, it's going to get better. It's going to get brighter. We're going to get stronger. Tell somebody the best is yet to come. It's been good, but it's about to get great. But I said it's been good, but it's about to get great. That's what all your trials and your tests and your disappointments and your struggles have made you. It's made you a vessel that can contain the goodness, that can contain the glory. Hallelujah. You're going to be a sign and a wonder. People are going to watch your life and they're going to wonder at you. People say, I ain't even saved, but I just ain't seen nobody blessed like you. I can tell you blessed. Even the sinner, even Potiphar knew the Lord was with Joseph. The jailer knew that the Lord was with Joseph. And favor was shown. Come on, tell somebody favor's coming your way. Oh, you've always been favored, but you ain't seen no favor yet. Come on, you ain't seen no favor. Wait, you ain't seen the king's favor yet. There's been favor, but oh, it's coming. You know, in Psalms 102 and verse 13, I want to declare to you, because we are decreeing laws, releasing edicts, establishing those things that will govern. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, thou shalt arise and have mercy. See, God is arising. The Bible says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. We are Zion. Say that with me. We are Zion. We are spiritual Zion. Let God arise. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. We've walked into a time called the Kairos. Pastor, can you stand up a minute again? We did this, just a small example. When the Lord favors, see, we've always been favored because we're saved. But there are set times. God would prophesy to Abram. He said, no longer shall your name be Abram, but Abraham. He still didn't have children. But God, every time he spoke to him, he prophesied, Abraham. He said, and Sarai shall no longer be Sarai, but Sarah, because she's a princess. Sarah, every time he called him, he would prophesy to him. He was releasing a frequency. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 78 of Mega Grace. That's right, part 78. Today's message, the prophetic transformation, part 2. It's through faith that we understand some things cannot be comprehended. Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 3 states, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We cannot live a carnal life and expect to take dominion in the earth. It's through faith that we dominate. My friend, take your proper place in the Spirit.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.